Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri, bringing you a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. Today we're going to have a very, very special show. We're going to have an unexpected guest. Now I ask you, what would you do? What would you do if you were Ari Fold? What would you do? This is the case. A Palestinian woman who lives in New York had a problem. Her niece had a problem here in Israel. And she said, who can help me? This young woman has two little babies, and she's separated from her babies. The babies are in Jerusalem. She's in Ramallah, and she needs help. Who will she turn to? Who can help her? This woman reaches out to Ari Fold out of the blue. She saw him on TV, on CNN. She said, this looks like a good man, and maybe he can help my family. And she sends him a message on Facebook, and she says, I need your help. What do you think that Ari did? We're going to be speaking with a woman, with this woman. She reached out to me after Ari was killed. I did not know her. I did not know of her. I did not know this story. I had no idea at all. And I got a lot of messages from people on social media from all over the world who were so broken and sad, and when Ari was killed, I got messages from people in Gaza, in Saudi Arabia, in so many unexpected places, people who had engaged with Ari and people who heard his story, and they felt so bad, they wanted to express their pain. So this woman too reached out to me, and she said, I'm so sad that Ari was killed. This is so wrong. And then she shared with me. She said, I knew Ari. I said, how did you know Ari? She said, I'm a Palestinian woman in New York, and I knew Ari. I thought she was pulling my leg. But it turns out that this is a real story, and we're going to have Aisha on the show. So stay tuned for this really, really amazing story. We're also going to be speaking about tours in the Shomron and about the elections in the Shomron Regional Council and in the Israeli municipal governments. Everyone, we're taking a short break for commercials and for the news, but don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is David Ha'ivri bringing you a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. And we are now after the holidays, after the holiday season in Israel. We had Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeret. So we had a whole season of holidays. We had Shabbat and Chag, Shabbat and Chag, Shabbat and Chag. Everyone is saying that I put on like so many more kilos eating over this holiday and just sitting around and celebrating. And now it's time to get back into shape. And now it's time for our show to get back into shape. We are processing this unbelievable tragedy that has come on Am Yisrael and on Israel News Talk Radio. We lost Ari, the Lion of Israel, who was a host on Israel News Talk Radio, bringing you Bulletproof. And Ari was murdered by terrorists
And it's very, very difficult for all of us, for all of Am Yisrael, for all of the friends of Israel. There was such an outpour of love and support and sorrow of people here in Israel and around the world who stood with Ari's family and just felt the pain. And we are still feeling that pain. And from my experience, this pain does not go away. This is something that we are going to take with us. And it's just going to be there with us, because Ari was a very, very special person. He was a friend to so many people. Later on in the show, we're going to have a very special guest who knew Ari, and she is going to tell us about her special experience with Ari, and I think that many will be surprised to learn about this side of Ari, as we are being surprised again and again when we hear these stories of people's personal interaction with Ari in so many different levels, in so many different places. He was his presentation was this fierce fighter for Israel, and he was a very caring person who cared for people. Of course, he cared for the people of Israel, for our nation, for the Jewish people, and he invested so much of his time and energy into protecting the people of Israel, himself in the IDF, in the reserves, in the Tzanchanim, in the paratroopers, fighting for Israel and teaching karate, teaching people to defend themselves, and on social media and on the news and on TV, standing up and fighting the good fight for the people of Israel. There's so much of his being that we need to take. We need to learn from Ari. We need to live like Ari. Now, Ari was here on my Shamron Impact Tour a few months ago with a group of Israeli bloggers, and he shared live video content. By the way, Ari interviewed me at least one of the stops on the way on a live stream, and I haven't been able to find that video. If anyone comes by a video of Ari speaking with me, I would really, really appreciate that. I'd like to get a link and to be able to share that on. Now, last week, during Sukkot, during Chol HaMoed, I had a very special group from Norway of supporters of the Africa Israel Initiative, the Africa Israel Initiative that's led by Pastor Eric Selle. Eric was here as my guest a few months ago, and sometime I think just like right after Pesach or just before, and he visited the Shamron. He's been to the Shamron and Judea many times. He brings guests. He brings groups from Europe, from Norway, from Africa to visit Israel. He has developed a very special path, bringing his guests in Samaria and Judea, following the path of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, first bringing them to Shechem, where our father Abraham first came when he entered the land of Israel, and then bringing them to Shiloh, the place of the tabernacle, the altar, and then taking them to Hebron, to the city that David, our king, began his monarchy. He began and was in Hebron for 7 years before he moved to Jerusalem. And so Eric takes his groups on this path, first to Shechem, then to Shiloh, then to Hebron, and then to Jerusalem. The same path that we read about in the Bible. So anyway, Eric was here on my tour some months ago, and then he invited me to come and speak at the Africa Israel Initiative conference that took place in Nairobi in honor of Israel's Yom HaTzmaut, Israel's Independence Day. And I was there in Nairobi and spoke to Christian leaders from all over Africa, from 14 African nations. And then a few weeks ago, they came to Israel. We had a delegation from Africa who were here in the Shomron, and I had the pleasure of hosting them on the Shomron Impact Day for the very first day that they were in Israel. And last week, we had another group from the Africa-Israel Initiative. They are not Africans, they're Norwegians. They support the work in the Africa-Israel Initiative. And Eric Sella was with them. Normally, the Shomron Impact Tour, the concept that I've put together, is here in the Shomron region. I am based at Kfar Tapuach. Typically, I will start with the group at Barkan or at Piduel to show them the view of the Tel Aviv region for people to realize how close it is to visit a Jewish community on the hilltops of the Shomron, and to go into the Barkan Industrial Park to visit a factory. And that's what we did with this group, but we had a very tight schedule. It was Chol HaMoed during the holiday. All of the Israelis go out with their families for family outings. So there are hundreds of thousands of people who are touring all over the country. And any place you go, you're going to find a huge amount of people at these places, if they're parks or visitor centers or museums or restaurants or any place where there's people can gather. You're going to find a huge amount of people during Chol HaMoed. So there's a lot of competition on getting a place to bring in groups in Chol HaMoed during the holiday, because there's so much internal tourism, and of course there's people coming in from abroad. So that's one challenge that we had during Chol HaMoed. But we also, Eric had asked specifically to bring the group to Hebron. And Hebron is about an hour and a half, even 2 hours away from the Shomron. The Shomron is in the north. It's about an hour north of Jerusalem. And Hebron is in the south, about an hour south of Jerusalem. But he very much wanted us to have part of the day in the Shomron and part of the day in Hebron. So we worked this out. We actually needed to switch buses during the day because each driver is only allowed to drive for up to 12 hours, and going to Shomron and Hebron the whole day together was going to be more than 12 hours. We started out in the Shomron. We went to the Barkan Industrial Park. Then we went up to Mount Gerizim, to the Mount of the Blessing, and we looked down and saw Kever Yosef. And then we went up to Mount Kabir. We went to the Kabir Winery. We had a great lunch, and we saw the city of Shechem from Elon Moreh, the place that Abraham first came when he entered the land of Israel. Then we went to Shiloh. We did a quick run-through in Shiloh. There were literally thousands of people at Shiloh. And then we took the bus, and we headed out for Hebron. But we decided that we were going to stop at the shopping center where Ari was killed and to show respects to Ari. The shopping center is at Gush Etzion, the Gush Etzion junction, Tzomet HaGush. And we headed out on Road 60 going south. We passed through Jerusalem. We reached Road 60. It's becoming pretty late, but we knew we needed to stop there at the Tzomet HaGush. And then we were surprised. We weren't aware of the fact that there was an event planned in honor of Ari and in honor of him saving a woman who works there at the falafel store at the shopping center. The terrorist who had stabbed Ari in the back, after he stabbed Ari, he took the knife and he started chasing a woman to attack her. And when Ari ran after the terrorist and shot him, he actually saved the life of this woman. So the woman and the restaurant owner decided to have an event honoring Ari. And we just happened to arrive exactly at the time that they were having this event. The family members were there. Rabbi Yonah Fold and Miriam Fold and the brothers, Danny Fold, and the children, and many members of the community were there. And our friend Eric Sele also said some words. He was invited to say some words in honor of Ari there at the event in the name of the Norwegian group that came with us. So that was a really very special experience. Everyone, we're taking a break for commercials, and we're going to be right back with a very special gift. So don't go away.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. This is David Ha'ivri, and today we have a very special guest on the show, maybe unexpected. I'm speaking with Aisha, who is a Palestinian woman who was in contact with our dear friend, Ari Fold. And she contacted me after Ari was murdered. And she expressed her pain on losing Ari. And I asked her if she would come on the show to share some of her experience engaging with Ari. Aisha, welcome on the show.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for accepting me in the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's so important for us to hear your story and the story of the connection that you had with Ari. But let's start with understanding some of your background. Aisha, who are you?
I'm from Palestine. I left Palestine 20 years ago. I live in New York City. And first of all, I'm really sorry for the loss of Ari. Ari wasn't only as a Jewish person. Ari was like a brother for me. He stayed with me. We was very, very close as a brother. Honestly, his death hurt me so much. Yeah, I can't explain to you how much I shocked when I saw the news. Ari was a great man. Very great. No matter as much I talk about him, I will never finish how great he was.
Aisha, I need to understand. How long did you know Ari?
Okay, what happened is my niece lives in Ramallah. My niece, she married with a guy from Jerusalem City, and he lives in East Jerusalem. So one day I called him and he was crying. I said, what happened? He said, I stuck here for 2 months. She lives in Jerusalem, but she doesn't have a Jerusalem ID. So every time she comes to visit her mom in Ramallah, she go back with the permission that she's going to the hospital or she make excuse. So every time she gets granted for permission to go back home. In the end, they caught her and they find out that you're not going to hospital, you're going home. So they denied her permission. So she's stuck home. She's stuck in her mom's home, and the kids, she has two babies, and she's 18 years old, young. So her baby is stuck home with her mom in Jerusalem, and she's stuck in Ramallah. She cannot see the baby. So she was crying day and night. So I surprised. I told her, listen, let me see if I can help. I went in CNN, and I saw Ari by coincidence. You know, he was making complaint or comment in CNN. So I contact him. Right away, he responded me. So I told him, this is me, my name is Aisha, I would love if you can help me. He never say no. He never say no, I didn't care who you are. He never say no, you Palestinian, I hate you, or I don't want to help, or anything. He started crying. He said, this is very hurt my feeling to see a mom away from baby.
Aisha, I must stop you and comment that this story is amazing. And so many things are coming out after the murder of Ari Fold. And we are learning so much more about his personality. We knew that he was a good man, and he was a good friend, and a warrior for Israel, and a decent person. But so many people are coming out, like yourself, Aisha, on our radio show, on Israel News Talk Radio. We don't typically speak with people who are Palestinians we don't even like using the term because we don't recognize this as a separate country, but part of the state of Israel. And you are describe yourself, a Palestinian woman who left this area 20 years ago. You live in New York, and you reached out to Ari Fuld in order to help with the situation with your niece.
Yes.
And he offered to assist.
My niece, she went to everyone in Ramallah. She went to the Palestinian Authority. She went to everyone who have a power. Nobody listened. They promised her, we call you, no one called. She knocked every door. No one helped her. Ari from the first call, he just told me, give me her ID. I have to make sure she has nothing wrong. Like a security background.
But she was separated from her children. Her babies were in Jerusalem, and she was in Ramallah, and she could not get to Jerusalem where her babies were. How old were her children when this happened?
1 year, 2 years. Because she's young also. She's maybe 18 or 19.
And you contacted Ari because you saw him on CNN, so you decided that he might be a good person to speak with, and you reached out to him. How did you make contact with him?
I went to his page, and I sent him a message through his page. So he accepted me right away, and we start talking. I introduced myself for him, and I told him, listen, I live in Brooklyn. All my neighborhood is Jewish. I have nothing against Jewish. I love Jewish. We all the same.
So you went onto Facebook and you searched for Ari Fuld, and you found him on Facebook and sent him a message, and you asked for his assistance. You described the situation for a woman who is a Palestinian in Ramallah, and she's separated from her children who are in Jerusalem, and you said, how can you help me? And he said, yes, I'm going to look into this and see what I can do.
Before he said yes, I could hear his voice. He started crying. He said, I'm a father. When I travel out of Israel, I feel I'm missing my kids. I cannot help women. I cannot say no for to help women with baby. That's what he answered me. It was great. I never responded, especially when I look at his baby as well with the Israeli uniform, army. So I wasn't expecting for him to accept it. But I said, let me try. Let me find someone. If my Palestinian Authority doesn't help, let me try the Jewish side. Maybe they could help.
Aisha, I must stop you again and tell you that this story is so fantastic. It is so unbelievable that I'm sure that a lot of people are listening to this and they're saying that David Ha'ivri must be naive to have this woman on the show telling this amazing, incredible story that is just too unbelievable. But I want you to know, listeners, I cannot reveal the identity of Aisha in order not to put her in danger. But I have actually seen a picture of Ari meeting with Aisha in New York City.
Yes, Ari, then after he held my knee, in the same day, let me just finish the story, sorry. The same day, she called me, she said, Aunt, the Israeli soldier called me to come to pick up my permission. I'm going home. She was jumping, running. I got so happy. I called him and I said, thank you so much. God bless you. No, thank you so much. And my niece also sent him a text message, thank him. But she was afraid to meet him because you know how the situation there.
Now, I want you to know, Aisha, I want you to know that Ari, although he served in the IDF and in the reserves, and he was very engaged, but he did not have an official position. He took on your issue as a private individual, as a Jewish person who cared and wanted to help, and he knocked on whatever doors that he could think of and called whoever people who he could think of, and he succeeded in helping in your situation. That's really amazing. It's not a simple thing to do.
Yes. He said, let me try to see my connection. I get to make a call. And less than half an hour, she's calling me. She said, look, guess what I am? I'm in the border. I'm going home. And I was so happy, you know. Then after that, he called me. He said, I'm coming to the States. Can I meet you? I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You will come. So he called me from Manhattan. He said, I'm in the city. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, I'm going to meet you in Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. So I couldn't wait to see him. Honestly, I feel like I'm going to see my brother. I have nothing against him. I didn't care what he is. I look at him as a person. He's a human. He has a good heart. Honestly, his death hurt me more than anyone. Oh, every time I remember him, I cry so hard. He doesn't deserve to die. Ari deserves to live. He has a good heart. He's an amazing guy. So he came to New York, and we walked together from his car to Starbucks, and everybody was amazed. Everybody was shocked because I'm wearing a hijab and he wearing douche clothes, and everybody was surprised. Oh my God, what is this? Oh,
everyone, that is what I saw in the picture that Aisha shared with me. You see Ari, who we all know, standing with this Muslim woman with a hijab in New York, and this is the fact. This is the truth. This is a real story. And it's amazing that these stories are coming out. Aisha, I want to thank you so much for reaching out to me and telling me that you had a personal experience with Ari. What did you speak about when you met together in New York?
We were talking about my life, why I left Palestine and why I never come back, because I've had a problem with my ex-husband, so I decided to leave the country. And we were talking about my personal life. You want to know me more? So we stay almost 1 hour, we drink coffee, and he left. After that, after 2 months, he called me. He said, I'm coming to the New York again. I said, oh my God, I have to see you. But this time we have to eat because he kosher, he didn't eat. He said, no, I'm going to come to drink coffee. So he came to my home. He said, I'm going to come to see you home. So I was, believe me, when he came to my home, it's my honor to meet him. It's like a president came to my home. It's like my father came to my home. I was so honored, so proud. I want to post it in Facebook, but I'm afraid, you know. I couldn't believe when you sit in my home. That's a big honor for me. We should be the same. Why are we killing each other? Why are we fighting for what? No one died and took land with him. We should be close. We should be friends. I was so happy to see him. He came. He stayed 1 hour in my home. Then I walked with him to the car and he left. After that, we start chatting. Sometimes every once in a while, he chat with me. And the last time he chat with me, he told me he's going to come to New York in November. And then it was the last time. I'm really sorry for that. I feel shame. I'm sorry from you guys. I'm sorry. It's like I hurt him. I feel shame. I'm so angry. I'm so mad. Ari deserves the life. He's a very great guy.
Aisha, I want to thank you again so much for reaching out to me and letting me know that you have this personal story to share. And I will bring this to the attention of Ari's amazing family. I am sure that they would like to know about this. And, of course, to all of our listeners.
The reason I reach you, I want the whole world to know. I try to make peace with people. There is a good Jewish, very nice people. There is a perfect people. There is very awesome people. We're not supposed to hurt them. We're not supposed to fight with them. We should know the person. In my country, they teach us to be people of their own. So they
Aisha, I want to thank you. We're coming to the end of the segment, and everyone come back right after the commercial break.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman returns to Israel News Talk Radio on October 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Israeli Time. Political Hitman, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back. This is David Ha-Yavri bringing you a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. If you are enjoying the show, then do let your friends know about it. Give a share. Send over the link to your friends and let them know that they too can be enjoying the Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. And feel free to send in any comments that you might have. Let me know. Just send in a comment on the comment page on Israel News Talk Radio, or you can send me a message or a comment on my social media or through my website, haivri.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. There are elections. There's election season in Israel happening right now. The 30th of October, there's going to be general elections throughout Israel in all of the municipal governments in Israel. In Israel, there are two layers of municipal governments that cover the entire country in Israel. There are what we call in Israel, Rishuyot HaMikomiyot, the local municipalities, and there are Harishuyot HaEzoriot, the regional municipalities. Up until this year, up until this election that we're having now on the 30th of September, these two layers had their election date on separate dates. So there would be election time for all of the local municipalities. Local municipalities are cities like Haifa, Tel Aviv, Ariel, any city that the municipal government is responsible for, one specific city or town. And the regional municipalities is like a county. It's the municipal government for all of the smaller towns in a spread out in a region, in an area. So say all of the kibbutzim, the moshavim, the mitzpim, and all of the towns in Judea and Samaria are all part of regional municipalities. As long as they're small, once their population rises above a certain number, it changes, but say about 10,000 residents, then they could apply to the Misrad HaPnim, to the Ministry of Interior, and be a local municipality, be a city. So the Shamron region is a regional municipality. The Shamron Regional Council is one of six regional councils in Judea and Samaria, and it's one of, I think, 150... I'm not sure. There's a huge amount of municipal government, regional municipalities throughout the state of Israel. Actually, in any place that you're at in Israel, you'll be in the geographical area of a regional municipality. So if you're in the Golan, or if you're in the Upper Galil, or the Lower Galil, or the Western Galil, or the Negev, or the Sharon, and all of these places. So we're having elections here in the Shamron as well. In the regional municipalities, In the municipal governments, every resident, every citizen who appears in the Misrad HaPnim as is registered as being a resident of a certain place is eligible to vote from age 17 and above. Every Israeli citizen in all of these places is eligible to vote for the municipality. If we were in a city, and the cities are having elections, then you vote for the mayor and for a party. And the city council is made up of the parties, like in the Knesset. In the Knesset, there are 120 seats. Citizens of Israel can vote for a party. And each party gets the number of seats according to the amount of votes that he got. The members of his list, starting at the list that they've complied, 1, 2, 3, 4. So say the Likud has 40 members of Knesset or 30 members of Knesset, and because their list got that many votes. And then you've got the Yesh Atid and the Bayit HaYehudi and so forth. In the cities, the mayor is elected directly by the citizens, the voters, and the city council is made up of the parties that were voted by the residents. In the regional municipalities, Kfar Tapuach is part of the Shamron Regional Council. I live at Kfar Tapuach. We vote for three different positions. We vote for the head of the municipality, who is called the Yoshev Rosh HaMoatzah HaEzorit, the chairman of the municipality. That's parallel to the mayor in the city. He's the head of the municipal government. We vote for a representative of our town on the town council, on the city council, which is the regional council, on the regional council. So each one of the 33 towns of the Shamron Regional Council gets one representative on the Shamron Regional Council. I am running for that position this year. I have not run for that position in the past. All of the work that I've done for the Shamron has been on a professional capacity and not on an elected capacity. These elections, I am running for a seat on the Shamron Regional Council as a representative of the town of Kfar Tapuach, where I live. I've lived here in Kfar Tapuach with my wife, Mali, for the past 28 years. Over this time, in the past, I've sat on the town council of Kfar Tapuach, and that is the third position that we are voting for on the elections on the 30th of October. We're voting for the town council, which again is party lists. It does not have to be particularly related to the national parties that run for the Knesset. These are our local groups within the town. In Kfar Tapua, we have two parties, two groups that are running for the town council. The town council is made up of 5 members. I suspect that the two parties that are running will probably split the vote. One party will get 3 seats and one party will get 2 seats. Unless one of the parties makes a huge impression on the voters and they get 4 seats and the other party gets 1 seat. And that we will see. We'll see what happens on the 30th of October. I again am running for a seat on the regional council. So I am competing against the current person who has been in this position for the past 10 years, for the past two terms. And he's a good guy, but I think that he's come to the end of, like, to a dead end of his ability to push the issues forward. And I think that it's time for me to take over that position. Now, giving you this whole brief about how the elections work in the Shomron Regional Council, I will tell you that on my Shomron Impact tours, when I bring influencers out to visit in the Shomron, one of the stops that we visit is the Shomron Municipal Government, the Shomron Regional Council. And I explain to our guests that we have a municipality here, we have elected leadership, the municipality takes care of all of the municipal services, the sanitation, and the education, and the security, and the building permits, and so forth. And we pay taxes to the municipality. Not that we are happy about paying taxes, just like people anywhere else, but that is part of life. Wherever you are, you live in a place, and the municipality charges you taxes, and they need to provide you with services. In any case, I take my guests to the municipality. I might introduce them to the head of the municipality, the Yoshev Rosh, the chairman of the regional council, who is currently Yossi Dagan. He's very popular. There are elections for that position in this election as well. There's a second candidate who is competing against Yossi Dagan. He's not very well known, but there will be elections. I suspect that Yossi Dagan will be re-elected because he is very popular in the Shomron. As I was saying, I take my guests to visit the municipality and tell them all about the structure of the local government. And many people are surprised because they don't always realize. I had a guest here from Holland who's an older guy. He's retired. He started up a media agency. He's a huge supporter of Israel. I introduced him to Yossi Dagan, the head of the municipality. We were visiting in his office. And the fellow said to me, you know, I've supported Judea and Samaria for years, and I never realized that you have a municipal government. People just don't think about that. They think that this is some kind of a ad hoc, just people living here, and they don't realize that we have a infrastructure and government and so forth. So it's interesting for people to know about that. And I'm sharing it with you because you're listening to my show and I want you to know that I am running for elections. You can't vote for me, but you can give me moral support if you if you would like to encourage me. I would be glad to hear from you. And in general, as I've said before, you're welcome to send me any comments on the show and do share the show. Today we had a very special show speaking with Aisha, the Palestinian woman who lives in New York, who left Israel 20 years ago. And she reached out to Ari Fold and she asked him for help. And he responded immediately by helping her niece who was separated from her children. And Ari knocked on the doors, made the calls, pulled the strings, spoke with the people, took care of her issue, and he actually solved her problem. And I'm sure that comes as a surprise to a lot of people who did not know of that side of Ari Fold, and we need to learn Ari. We need to learn Ari in order to live the life that Ari lived. That, you know, we cannot be Ari. Every person can only be himself, but be the best yourself that you can be. Be a good person. Stand up for Israel. Live the legacy. Everyone, we've come to the end of the show. Sending you my blessings and love from Israel. And hope to see you here soon.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.